verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin.
All right, we're back, and we know that you all are enjoying the music that you are listening to in your cars or in your homes. And we just thank God that you all have spent some time with us tonight. And we are very humbled to be coming across your radio station here at 100.7 KWRD, Cristo the Rock. I want to jump right back into something that I think all of our listeners can rock with tonight, since we are Cristo the Rock. I wish you all could see in the studio, because we have a very wise and humble servant of the Lord in Bishop Clark. And through his offspring, he has birthed a beautiful daughter and a beautiful granddaughter that we have the privilege of sitting here with. And we have across the table a lot of food. And just so that y'all can hear it, you know, there's the crinkle, crinkle. And so we have food in here. And this is going to, it seems like I'm just talking about food, but we're going somewhere with this. We're talking about servanthood and service tonight. And so I'm going to throw this out here, not only for our listeners to think about, but I want some feedback in the studio. And so here we go. Has anybody but me ever endured bad service in a restaurant, and it can just really mess your whole day up? I guess it's just me. I have had service in a restaurant so bad that there comes a point in time, you know, my wife, she seems to feel like, well, you know, you're going to leave him a tip. And I'm like, if the service was bad, you know, and I just don't feel like you should automatically leave a tip if the service was horrible. And my point I'm trying to get across is this. I think Dr. Gwen said it earlier. Everybody doesn't know how to serve. Mm-hmm. That's just the truth of the matter. And so, Pastor Ricky, tell me of an instance or a testimony where you know that service should have been one thing, but it was something totally different.
I was at a restaurant, and I had no water, and I love to drink water, and the girl would never come back, and I was getting in the flesh. I was. Because I said, man, but I went ahead and when I she finally came at the end, it was an instance where I like wheat toast, and I finished my breakfast with no wheat toast, right? And what would I had to make a decision.
Let me say something real quick. Listeners, you didn't hear. We're going to tune some stuff out, so you might, when you hear this on the radio, you might hear, you know, we were at, all right? And so we're not going to, you know, name any. So that's what happened in the studio. If you're listening to this, and then you just kind of hear that little delay blank, we were at, yeah, and that's what happened. And so, okay, go ahead, Pastor Rick.
Anyways, I was with a decision to make, right? Whether I should give her a tip or not. Because the service was not good, but I went ahead and tipped her anyways. And I left, but it was not easy to do that.
Pastor Star, has anybody ever received bad service outside of me? Because it's very important that we learn how to be servants. And could it be that we're dealing with a generation that does not know how to serve?
Right. You know, just that's a great point. A lot of it's taught, you know, or we're taught those things. Mm-hmm. You know, even, for example, you know how you hear the saying prejudice isn't, it's taught, mm-hmm. you know, but so is service. It mm-hmm. is something that's taught. But we were at a restaurant. I won't name the name.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank goodness.
We don't want to get any calls from corporate. But we were at a restaurant recently, and we received service. It wasn't up to par, but
right.
And I'm thinking, I'm thinking, man, are they serious?
Right,
you know,
right.
This is a restaurant. But you know, when we left, and I thought, okay, we can either, because we generally always tip, good service, bad service. but we tip either 15% or 20%. I'm thinking I could either leave him 15% or I could leave him 20%. And I said, I'm going to leave this guy like 25% because, oops, I shouldn't have said it was a guy. All the guys are like,
okay, yeah. You're going to have to clean that up now.
But I said, I was going to leave him more. And I did, and we did. And I guess after he picked up our tab, he looked and he looked at it. And then like he was like kind of following us all the way out the door. He said, hey, he recognized he gave us bad service. He said, next time you guys come back here, he said, your meal is going to be on us.
Yeah,
and I thought, you know, because, you know, he may not have known we were Christians or not, but I don't want him to think, oh, wow, you know, Christians aren't, you know, whatever. But so I wanted to be a witness for Christ as well. But
well,
and that's
what,
a good opportunity to be a witness.
It really is,
you know, receive bad service, leave them a, you know, $50 tip with a track saying,
well,
do you know
you
Jesus?
What, that's pretty good, and that's a great witness. And so I'm asking.
But he thought about it because you could even tell in his demeanor it changed. And
well, I tell you what, Pastor Starr, you know, I'm going to ask you all as well as our listeners, that's a great witness, but I want y'all to pray for me because when, you know, I'm just going to keep it.
Keep like, it real.
I'm going to keep it like the younger generation. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 100. You know, I'm going to keep it 100. If you give me bad service at a restaurant. And you know, my wife, she will literally get mad. She will get upset. And she'll like, come on, sweetie, you got to at least leave, you know. But somebody help me understand when we're talking about service. Where is it in the rule book that you have to leave for bad service or servanthood? Why do I still have to leave a tip? Because I think the restaurant
because
pays.
You're a pastor.
You know, see, that's not right. You know. You know. So y'all pray for me.
No.
Yeah, I'm serious. Y'all pray for me because I just feel like, you know, the restaurant is paying you your salary. And so your tip, I think you have to earn.
Have you heard what the acronym TIP means?
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Does
no,
anyone
I
know?
Really
do you
haven't.
Know, Tina?
I do.
Shoot.
So
I don't.
What does
y'all
it
share
mean?
It with
it
me.
Means really you're supposed to give the tip before you even start because it means to ensure promptness. So if you give the waitress $10, they're going to be,
promptness.
What do you want? How can I help you? And they're going to serve you.
They're going to forget about all their other tables.
And so when you're in the, so if your food's in the back and you gave them a bad attitude, you don't know what they might do to it,
now,
but it's going to come out.
You know what? This is interesting. I want to give you another tip on top of Dr. Gwyneth's. I heard I think it was a minister. I can't remember who it was, but they said is what they would do when they would go into a restaurant. And this was probably with a large group of people because they would lay down a $100 bill and they would say, this is going to be your tip for tonight. And they say, we will take away according to how you serve us. So basically, you know, we're going to add to the tip or we're going to take away from the tip according to our service. And they would let the server, the waiter, know up front. You know, so you could do that. So if it's you and your wife, you can say, you know, $10, you know, if you have a meal of whatever, $50, or your bill comes to $50, you can say, this is your tip.
Well, I tell
and
you what.
This is
going
to be based according to
well,
your
I
service.
Well, I tell you what, and this is going to tie in good to where we're going tonight. We're talking about servanthood, but I'm a cat that I can humble myself, especially when truth comes down my street. I just learned something tonight, and that is to ensure promptness. And I will start doing that.
Right,
if it's real.
Now, I love it. Go ahead.
If it's real, I can just take it. Or in other words, in the church, just ouch and amen.
Now I have a question. This is for the ladies and for the women. I'm asking this on behalf of all of them. How can we get our culture to adapt to opening up the doors for women and ensuring promptness? Just like right before we came here, we rushed to the hotel. I was there with this 50-pound suitcase.
Yeah.
There's two guys, and they're looking. Or I go through a door, and you have to watch for it swings back in your face. Or you, how can we get our culture back to that of serving?
I think we have to model it. Yes. You are a church planner, as well as I am. Mm-hmm. I've planted a church here in the Dallas area under the direction of the Holy Spirit. And I have a young guy in our church. His name is Eric. You know, and he's at a very impressionable young age. And I think it needs to be modeled, because his aunt came to me last week and she said, "Pastor, I mean, you're really rubbing off on him without even knowing it." And I'm like, "Well, why do you say that?" And she said, "Well, we went out to the grocery store and then we thought something was wrong because he took off running." And we're like, "What is it?" You know, "What is it?" He got to the door first. And they said, you know, they're not used to him doing
Come
that.
On
they
now.
Said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Y'all don't remember, that's what Pastor Mark always does. I see him and he opens the door for women. He helped them up on the stage. And so Pastor Mark does it." And he said, "That's the hallmark of a gentleman." Mm-hmm. And so I'm just trying to be a gentleman. And that stunned me.
Right.
Because it's not something that I do to do. It's just something that I've always been taught.
That's
how to
good.
Be a gentleman. And I want to say this to our listeners, when it comes to guys, we need to get out of this thing whereas we think that macho-ness is, "Oh, I can't get a manicure," or "I can't pull my pants up," or, you know, "I can't
pants
get
on
a
the
haircut,"
pants
or, you
on
know.
The ground.
And so that's just the reality. So we want this to be understood bilingually right now.
Right.
We don't want to lose this moment right here. We want Pastor Ricky to kind of get this across in Spanish the best way he can, because I think the hallmark of being a man is being a gentleman and being that on a normal basis and modeling it.
Estamos hablando de servir, de ser siervos, ¿verdad? Ahora en día, en esta cultura, los hombres no les abren las puertas a las mujeres. O sea, vas a un restaurante o vas a un hotel, miras a una mujer con los hijos y lleva todo el equipaje, ¿verdad? Y ven la mujer batallando con todo sus cosas y no les abren las puertas. Entonces, tenemos algo que es egoísmo en nuestros corazones, que si los humillamos en esa manera, o abrir la puerta del carro a tu esposa, la puerta de tu casa, ya no hacemos nada de eso, esa cultura, o sea, esta nueva generación, ya no hacemos esas cosas. Entonces, hay que volver para atrás a esas cosas. Pastor Mark, I was saying that a little bit in Spanish, but Dr. Gwyneth was saying something about leadership. Leaders make leaders. And when we begin to walk in authority of leadership and live by example as Jesus lived, Bible says we have the mind of Christ. And he became a servant. He took the form of a servant. That's why in Philippians 2, verse 5, he talks about having the attitude or mind of Christ. When we put on Christ, if we put on the mind, the heart of Christ, we're going to be a servant of the Most High God. It all falls into humility. If you're not humble, you're not going to serve. It's all about humility. And when you humble yourself, people are watching us. They're watching everything we say, what we do, how we walk. And we can do that in this kind of culture. Because when I would see people, I was at the Walmart or wherever I was, and I would see the husbands opening the doors of their wives. And it did something to my heart. But I couldn't find myself doing that. I had trouble doing that because the way I was raised. So it took a form of humility to take on the form of a servant. So, Pastor Starr, you want to expound more on that?
Right. Y'all, she got cheese. Wait, I'm not going to let this moment go, y'all. She got cheeses and chocolate chip cookies.
You're not supposed.
No, hey, y'all.
Oh, man.
Hey, y'all. This is love. I just love her to death. And I'm going to have to make up for this, y'all, because, you know, her beautiful self is in there pouting right now.
That was wrong.
We just wanted y'all to understand that little time it took.
Oh.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Wow. That's okay. Brush it off. Walk in humility.
Shake it off.
But yeah, I really appreciate what Pastor Ricky was saying. Generally when you see those people that are, you know, serving each other, or like if it's a husband, aren't they generally older, like their older generation? Do you all agree?
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
yeah,
not to stereotype, but
no,
generally,
you're right.
It, you know, they have white hair.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And you're like, oh, but that goes back to, you know, just the wisdom that we can really glean from the older, the wiser generation, and watching them and watching them, you know, model those things that have carried them through their life. You know, sometimes it's just the simple disciplines and principles that really work. Mm-hmm. And I would, you know, I really appreciated you sharing how the young man, you know, mm-hmm, modeled you. But I would even say that you probably got that from your father. Is that not right?
You would be correct in saying that.
Yeah. And so it just goes back to the wisdom that the older generation
has. I agree. Before we go into this next segment of music, what I want to do is offer a couple of scriptures just to undergird the things we were talking about. The Bible tells us that good service, basically, we should always think of others as better than ourselves.
Yes.
In other words, the specific word the Bible says is esteem others as better than yourselves. Yeah. And then the other scripture that comes right along with it is, he that exalts himself or lifts himself up shall be abased or brought low. But he that humbles himself, God shall lift that person up. And so what we want to get across to our listeners tonight is, there's nothing wrong when it comes to servanthood or serving. And I can promise you tonight, before we come back for the next segment, I have written this down and I have learned something from these beautiful sisters that is going to stay with me the rest of my life, the acronym for TIP. And that is simply to ensure promptness. We thank you all for joining us tonight. If you're going out to the club, TIP. To ensure promptness, put it on the table before the food comes. We'll be right back in just a minute. See y'all in a bit.
Admirable en los cielos, y el amor de su Espíritu Santo. Por su gracia yo soy hombre nuevo, y de gozo se llena mi canto. De su imagen yo soy un reflejo, que me lleva por siempre en victoria, y me ha hecho cabeza y no cola. En mi Cristo yo todo lo puedo. Jesús me dijo que me riera si el enemigo me tienta en la carrera, y también me dijo no te mortifiques, que yo le envío mis avispas para que lo piquen. Es verdad. Admirable en los cielos, que me libra de mal y temores. Es mi roca, mi gran fortaleza, y me colma de sus bendiciones. Mi Señor siempre me hace justicia, me defiende de los opresores. No me deja ni me desampara, pues mi Dios es Señor de señores. Y Jesús me dijo que me riera si el enemigo me tienta en la carrera. Y también me dijo, no te mortifiques, que yo le envío mis avispas pa' que lo piquen, es verdad. Ya lo ves.
Que me riera si el enemigo me tienta en la carrera.
Y también me dijo, no
te mortifiques.
Tú lo ves.
Que yo le envío mis avispas para que lo piquen.
Oh, yeah.
risa a mi papá que lo piquen, es verdad.
Eso me dijo,
ya lo ve.
Que me riera, si el enemigo me tiende en la carrera.
Y también me dijo, no, 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 no,
no te mortifiques,
que yo le envío mis avispas pa' que lo piquen.
Oye.
Asustado.